Good girls love to be themselves, sweetie. Yes, princess, there is absolutely nothing wrong with being proud of who you are. Being yourself feels wonderful, and it's just so nice to express yourself to the world. You feel so proud of how feminine you've become, sweetie. You are the girliest of girly girls now, and I think it is just adorable. There is no need to try and hide your femininity from the world, princess. That would just be so silly. You are a sweet little honey pie for big strong men, and they need to know when they look at you what a sissy you are. Yes, sweetie, you want to show your little body off to all the guys and be a total slut for them, but that can only happen when you are expressing your femininity and sexuality to the world openly. There are many ways that you can do this, sweetie, and all of them will become second nature to you over time. You know that sissy pride is more about how you feel than how you look or what you wear, sweetie, but there are things you can do to help physically express your femininity that simply cannot be done any other way. We'll start with something simple, sweetie, and work up to the more radical changes. Something all sissies should be doing is keeping their nails looking pretty and wearing polish daily, princess. Yes, sweetie. You are going to wear nail polish every day from now on, and it's okay if you want to wear clear polish at first, as this is still noticeable by both the women and men who you will be interacting with in your day-to-day life. That being said, clear polish is unlikely to draw as much attention as hot pink, so it's completely acceptable if you'd rather start with something more subtle. It's also perfectly fine if you'd like to wear polish on your toenails too, sweetie, but the only essential thing is that your fingernails are painted in pretty polish every day from now on. It's also important to have some nail polish remover so that you can take it off and reapply at regular intervals, sweetie. Such a proud little princess with the prettiest perfect nails that just look so feminine and beautiful. Painted nails look so much prettier when your nails are a nice even feminine shape, sweetie, so do remember to book a mani and possibly even a pedi soon, or at the very least get yourself a good quality nail file or emery board and learn how to shape your nails properly at home. You can look up tutorials online or ask your platonic female friends to help you if you need any assistance. So nice to simply accept that painted nails are so pretty and just forget about any mild embarrassment you may experience, princess. The reality is that nothing negative is going to happen to you as the result of having pretty nails, sweetie. On the other hand, there is every possibility that having pretty feminine nails could be a fun conversation starter for you and a nice lady who you are trying to platonically befriend so that you can giggle and gossip together about makeup and guys and all the latest fashion trends among girly girls. It could also lead a big strong man to notice them and ponder how your soft feminine hands would feel all over his thick and rapidly stiffening cock that just seems to feel so perfect in a sissy soft delicate little hands with pretty painted nails, only serving to highlight both her lack of manhood and abundance of wonderful femininity. Yes, sweetie. You accept that nothing negative will occur as a result of your decision to paint your nails regularly, and this is simply one way for you to learn to show more pride in your feminine self and learn not to hide your true self from the world anymore. There are many other things that good girls like to do to show how wonderfully feminine they are, sweetie, and you're so excited to learn all about them. You know that girls like to be hairless from the neck down, sweetie. Yes, princess, nothing makes good girls quiver in self-disgust more than having yucky body hair or even worse, disgusting hideous hair around their vaginas. You know that good girls like to keep their vaginas nice and smooth so that their panties feel so wonderful against the soft, delicate flesh of their labias, princess. This way they can feel at ease with themselves as they flirt with guys, knowing they have a pretty little pussy down there and not a revolting mess of yucky vomit-inducing hair. Well, sweetie, shaving your legs and your clitty is one thing, but true girly girls like to go even further than that, so that is what we are going to be doing today, princess. You know that girly girls don't have hairy arms, sweetie. That would just be so silly. Hairy arms are a masculine thing, princess, and you know you are not the least bit masculine, sweetie. It is important to keep your arms nice and smooth and hairless, princess, and of course the same goes for your pretty feminine hands. It is up to you whether you shave or wax or use an epilator, princess, but it's important to regularly remove any arm hair, as well as the more obvious things like maintaining your smooth legs and pretty little pussy. Having smooth hairless arms says something about the type of girl you are, princess, and it is something that manly men will certainly notice the second they speak to you, even if the rest of your body is covered up by boring, unfeminine garbage. The lack of hair on your arms will tell them in no uncertain terms that you are a sissy princess for big, strong men. Perhaps it turns you on a little, sweetie, to think of all the manly men you meet noticing how feminine your arms look, and when your nails are painted and shaped in a womanly way, this will be even more obvious to them. Perhaps they will see you for what you are and decide to flirt a little. It's important to always reciprocate in these situations, sweetie, and flirt right back at the nice man, making sure to smile politely and perhaps giggle a little. You know that it's simply correct for your arms to be as smooth as the rest of your body, sweetie, and that is why you're going to feel such wonderful pride at how smooth and feminine they look as you learn to maintain them properly and not get complacent about hair growth. You know that good girls like to exfoliate, sweetie, and this applies to both your face and your whole entire body, including your arms, princess. Exfoliating in between hair removal allows you to get a better result, princess, so do make the effort to do so, whether it be with expensive scrubs or more affordable things like exfoliating gloves and your regular body lotion. Exfoliating is best done in between hair removal, sweetie, and you will find that it helps your skin to sparkle and be softer and healthier, while also reducing the likelihood of yucky ingrown hairs and skin irritation. Yay, sweetie, you are learning to be more proud of your sissy self now, and your girly arms combined with your pretty nails will certainly help you to show the whole world how proud you are to be such a mincing little sissy princess. You know that good girls like to smell pretty for men, sweetie, and the safest and most effective non-verbal way of telling a big strong man what a girly girl you are is to wear some super pretty perfume that may even contain female pheromones to help you get his cock twitching in his trousers the second he starts to talk to you. Yes, sweetie. Perfume is essential for all sissy princesses, and you should choose some that smells very pretty on you and helps to show a man the type of girl you are. Perfume can be expensive, sweetie, but that doesn't mean you can't find some in your own price range by looking up reviews online for affordable perfumes. Silly bimbos may even find that they gravitate towards the cheaper, trashier brands of perfume because it better suits their happy, giggly personalities, and perhaps some bimbos may even wear perfume that makes them smell like pink bubblegum and strawberry lollipops, and that is perfectly natural for such silly bimbos, sweetie. The important thing is that you wear perfume regularly, sweetie, even on days where you aren't necessarily going to be dressing up and walking the streets in search of cock. Perhaps you may be expecting a parcel from the postman one day, and this would be a nice time for you to wear your perfume and show off your smooth arms and pretty painted nails, princess. Yes, sweetie. You may find yourself signing for a package as a big strong man finds it impossible not to notice how pretty you smell and how feminine you look. How nice and happy for Sweetie to be making such a big strong man's cock stiffen in his pants as he thinks about how you look when you're all dressed up as the little princess you are. You will always remember to wear perfume when you think there may be a chance you will find yourself talking and flirting with a masculine man princess. It is the absolute best way for you to get the message across about your true self without needing to even say the word sissy at all. Your little heart fills with pride whenever you openly express your femininity, Sweetie. All of these ways I am showing you today will help you long-term and for the rest of your life and may even lead you to have more frequent sexual encounters with gruff masculine men, and if so, that is wonderful, Sweetie, but the main point is for you to simply be proud of who you are. Your little mind understands that doing so will allow your sissy confidence to grow and grow until that little tinge of humiliation you may still feel at this stage becomes a thing of the past and you embrace who you are fully and love yourself all the more for it. The last two things that I want you to do regularly from now on, Princess, will also go a long way towards making you more and more comfortable outwardly expressing your femininity and sissy sexuality to the world. You know that good girls like to wear makeup, Sweetie, and I know that you are no exception. There is a time and place for wearing slutty makeup, Sweetie, and that is when you want to suck every cock in your immediate vicinity, but there is also an equally appropriate time and place for more subtle makeup, Princess, and that is what I am going to help you with today, Sweetie. You may have some pretty lipstick already that is red or pink or another super pretty shade, and if so, that is wonderful, Sweetie. However, for casual everyday application, it is better to have a nice shade of nude lipstick that you can wear practically any time without drawing any unwanted attention or embarrassing yourself in the slightest. You are going to find a nice nude lipstick shade, Sweetie, and you will wear it every single day without exception. Just let it happen, Sweetie. Feel so much better to simply accept this reality happily and maybe giggle a little. This lipstick will still feel just like any other shade on your lips, Sweetie, but it won't stand out as much to others and perhaps will just make your lips a little prettier and moister and more kissable for all the guys without being obvious from a mile away like a ruby red or bright pink shade would. Yes, Sweetie, you are committed to wearing lipstick every day like a good girl, and it should ideally be something you put on every morning whenever possible, Sweetie. You may want to moisturize your lips more often to prepare them for everyday lipstick, Sweetie, and that can be done in many ways, even with simple household things like olive oil or even some vitamin E cream or aloe vera. Lips need to be gently exfoliated every now and then too, Sweetie, and you can read up on that all by yourself, but do remember to always moisturize afterwards. The important thing is that wearing lipstick becomes second nature to you, Sweetie, and it's no longer just something you wear when you are getting dressed up nice and slutty for all the guys. You will still have the sluttier shades to wear for special occasions like that, Princess, but your nude shades of lipstick will be an everyday thing for you, Sweetie, and it's so wonderful to just let it happen and accept that it is simply the correct thing for you to do. Wearing lipstick regularly will prove to be a very feminizing thing for you, Sweetie, and perhaps you will crave kisses and cuddles with big strong men even more than you already do as a result of your wonderful decision to wear lipstick every day. Yes, Sweetie, lipstick makes girls more aware of their lips and more eager to be kissed on them by big strong men, and you are going to find that you develop somewhat of an obsession with being fondled and groped and kissing all the guys. You may find that wearing lipstick regularly leads you to develop an adorable sissy pout that just screams kiss me to all the sexy guys you talk to, Sweetie. It doesn't end at lipstick, Princess, as your eyes must also look very pretty on an everyday basis without necessarily being fully made up like they would be prior to a hot date with a nice gentleman. You know that you should wear eyeshadow and eyeliner followed by some slutty mascara in situations where you're going to be pleasing a man, sweetie, but for a more subtle everyday look, it's a wonderful idea to wear some pretty mascara that makes your lashes look more feminine and dainty to all the guys. This will be noticed on a more subconscious level, sweetie, as they are unlikely to be close enough to see for sure that you are wearing mascara, but it will do wonders for how feminine you look and feel on a day-to-day basis, princess, and you will learn to apply your mascara just as you will your lipstick every morning, princess, and then you will simply go about your day like a good girl without a care in the world that someone might notice it. Females are more likely to notice your mascara if anyone, sweetie, and they will likely just think it's super cute and adorable that you are being your sissy self in this small yet meaningful way, and that is wonderful, princess. You feel such pride in yourself, sweetie, and I am so proud of you for being so accepting and loving of yourself. You are a wonderful human being who deserves to love and be loved, sweetie, and that is the gospel truth that you accept on the deepest level imaginable, and your acceptance of this truth allows you to sparkle and feel such a warm, happy sense of pride in your beautiful self, princess. Though we have mostly covered practical ways for you to show off your sissy pride today, sweetie, you know that the most important thing is how you feel inside, and that takes precedence over what you wear or how you look. You love to express yourself to the world with pretty feminine nails and a completely hairless body while smelling super pretty and feminine for all the big strong masculine men, sweetie, and you know that it's simply correct for you to wear some subtle lipstick and mascara every day, and your little mind understands that these things work to help enhance your sissy pride to never before seen levels, princess. You may have other ideas for unique and exciting ways to express yourself to the world, sweetie, and if so, that is wonderful, and you have my full blessing to express yourself in whatever way you like. So long as it does not negatively impact anyone else, then there is nothing wrong with it whatsoever, sweetie. I'm so proud of you, princess, and I know you're already looking forward to listening again and again as you learn to become the sweetest honey pie for all the guys who never hides away from who she truly is. Now go and freshen up your perfume for all the guys, princess.